Good morning. It's time to take a look at your local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Colton Downey Insurance, Barfield Carpets, and Farmers State Bank. I'm Jim McCabe. It's 57 degrees and we have mostly cloudy skies currently in Jacksonville. It was all good news during Thursday night's Passavant Area Hospital Board of Governors meeting. Passavant President and CEO Doug Ron noted the hospital had a record year in 2014 for quality and safety outcomes, as well as a successful financial turnaround from recent years. Ron says he's optimistic about Passavant's future.
In terms of some of our facility enhancements and some of the expansion of our diagnostic capabilities, we're continuously looking for opportunities to install some new technology. This past year, we implemented a new MRI, we expanded our mammography, expanded interventional radiology, started a new pain clinic, lymphedema clinic. We'll be opening up a psychiatry unit next year. So we've got a lot of exciting new services that we're able to bring to the community. It's really been a very fun and exciting past year.
Ron says Passavant has been able to maintain quality care during the many changes that are happening at the hospital.
We've got a team that's very flexible. They've been very enthusiastic and engaged. You know, one of the blessings I have as a CEO is we get to work with a group of employees that are very committed to the organization. Our employee satisfaction was in the top 7% in the country, so we were in the 93rd percentile. When you have employees that engaged, you can get a lot done. And they really have been very energetic and very willing, along with the medical staff. The medical staff have been fantastic to work with over the past 18 months.
Ron believes staffing is up around 40 individuals from last year due to an increase in patients at the hospital. Emergency room visits were up 6%, admissions were up 3%, and outpatient was up between 5 to 7% from last year. And according to Ron, Passavant exceeded budget expectations substantially for this fiscal year. The annual meeting held at Hamilton's in Jacksonville also saw one new member added to the Hospital Board of Governors. Illinois College President Dr. Barbara Farley was elected to replace Jan Terry, former director of Lincoln Land Community College, Jacksonville.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I want to talk to a great pumpkin.
We don't have any pumpkins.
I'm getting ready to go trick-or-treating, and I want to find a great pumpkin.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be one of your salesmen, because you always have something for everyone.
And don't forget, we'll bring our samples of flooring right to your home. Now, if you want to be a salesman when you get older, I'm sure I can find a job for you.
Great. Now trick-or-treat.
Don't get tricked by anyone else. For first-quality carpets, first-quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Students, faculty, and staff are mourning the loss of a principal this week at AC Central Middle and High Schools. Robert Bob Sanders Jr. was 48 years old when he died early Wednesday morning at Memorial Medical Center in Springfield, according to obituary information. Prior to his principal position, Sanders coached boys and girls track, basketball, and was an assistant football coach in Winchester. A funeral mass will be held Monday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mark's Catholic Church in Winchester, burial at St. Mark's Cemetery. Grief counselors were available for students and staff at the school on Thursday, and students will launch 300 balloons in Sanders' honor at 10:30 this morning, according to the AC Central Facebook page. Jacksonville police reported one theft last night. A resident in the 300 block of West Dunlap reportedly told officers at around 6:45 p.m. that sometime between 5 a.m. yesterday and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, someone removed a window air conditioning unit from the front porch. One sentence was handed down yesterday in Morgan County Court. 21-year-old Colin Keller of the 700 block of Elm was fined $2,235 for DUI. Lifelong Chicago Cubs fan from Jacksonville is responsible for the infamous hands helmet social media is buzzing about. On Wednesday night, the Chicago Cubs punched their ticket into the National League Division Series by beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-0 in a winner-go-home wildcard game. While the baseball world stood in awe, Jake Arrieta's shutout performance for the Cubs, the real question fans were asking after the game was what was on second baseman Jonathan Herrera's head. It turns out local Cubs fan Kyle Horton is the brains behind the creation. Horton says the motivation for the hands helmet came from a new tradition started by Cubs hitters this season.
The Cubs have been rubbing their helmets as kind of good luck, and me and my three buddies always just try to take ridiculous things to games. So I just kind of put it together. It was an idea that I had, and I had the stuff laying around the house.
Horton says the legend of the Hands helmet started in Milwaukee last week when members of Chicago's bullpen noticed the helmet in the stands.
We were sitting in the bleachers behind the bullpen, and Pedro Strop came out in the seventh inning and was laughing hysterically, him and Hector Rondon and Fernando Rodney. And I asked Strop if he wanted it, and he loved it. So he came over and he traded his hat for my helmet.
After the conclusion of the series, pictures of Cubs players wearing the helmet started appearing all over Twitter. During Wednesday's win against the Pirates, the camera couldn't resist showing Herrera racing around the dugout wearing the beloved Hands helmet. Horton says seeing it embraced by the Cubs roster on national TV is an overwhelming feeling.
We were sitting in the bleachers behind the... I think every time I see it on TV, I just laugh because I think everybody thought it was ridiculous, and I think it's still ridiculous. But for a Cubs fan to see, you know, my favorite ball club, you know, really have it and embrace it like that, I'm blown away. I mean, it's literally the best thing for a Cubs fan. I had no intention of the Cubs even wanting it, so I think the fact that the ball club has it, that's amazing to me. I've been told by a lot of people I need to patent it and start making them. I don't think it was ever about the money or mass producing them. It was just kind of stupid fun with me and my three friends, and it turned into something that's just quite insane.
Postseason history will be made today when the Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals meet for the first time in the playoffs. Horton has already purchased his tickets to Game 1 and says you may spot him on television wearing a replica model of the Hands helmet. To keep the momentum of Horton's creation alive, you can use hashtag Hands helmet on social media during the Cubs postseason run. State Department of Public Health is slowly adding to the number of Illinoisans whose medical conditions qualify them to use medical marijuana. Another 100 people were notified in September that their doctors can prescribe pot products, making about 3,100 patients in all. The first licensed sale of medical marijuana is expected sometime this month, but the number of potential patients is far fewer than 75,000 the cannabis proponents had predicted.
Fast service, competitive rates, and a hassle-free experience. When you get a loan, your bank should offer all those things. At the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company, we make sure you get all that and something else. Personal, caring attention from an experienced lender who listens. And since we're local, we make lending decisions fast. It's pretty much everything you want in a bank. So call us. It's better over here.
This is Thomas Meehan. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News notes this morning. The Morgan County Health Department flu clinic continues today from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Jacksonville High School Bowl. That's at 215 South Church. A reminder, it's $32 for a regular flu shot, $57 for the high-dose vaccine recommended for people over the age of 65. Big Brothers Big Sisters Light the Night 5K run and walk at the Crossing Church in Mount Sterling. And T-shirts are for participants. Fee is $25 for individuals or $6 for family. Forms can be picked up at the Big Brothers Big Sisters office in Jacksonville at 220 East Morgan. And with more questions, you can call 243-3821. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 93 degrees. Official low during the reporting period, 53. The overnight low or low since midnight was 57 degrees. We measured 0.07 of an inch of rain here at the radio station. The full forecast is coming up next. The next scheduled local newscast is at 8:06 this morning. Local news at this hour is brought to you by Colton Downey Insurance, Barfield Carpets, and Farmer State Bank. Bulletin news is on the air as it happens. Forward news and weather at your fingertips anytime. Visit us online at WLDS.com.